on your radio, online and on your mobile. This is ABC Gippsland.
And you're with Amber Irving Guthrie this morning on your Friday. Hope you're happy, energetic, all of that. 0467 842 722. Let me know your thoughts on how can we attract more women to take up trades. What do you think it is about trades in particular that kind of keeps women away? It seems like it's still very much a male-dominated industry. So how could we change that? 0467 842 722. Will says, "Hi Amber, is the lack of women in trades because those jobs just don't appeal to them? I've worked with a woman that was a great electrician, but maybe it just doesn't appeal to women as much as other jobs do. Thanks for your thoughts, Will." And David at Traralgon says, "The issue can be traced at school level and continues through some families around career stereotypes and perceptions around what careers are appropriate for genders. Companies can successfully implement gender employment initiatives whereby they actively employ women in non-traditional roles. The local power industry, Yallourn, have done this successfully." Growing up in Bairnsdale, Susan Alberti has become one of Australia's preeminent philanthropists, businesswomen, role models and mentors to young women. And now she can add another title to that huge list. She's become the patron of Tradeswomen Australia. How impressive is that? Welcome, Susan, and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So how did you end up as patron?
Well, it's been a passion of mine, women in trades. I was a registered builder, one of the only registered builders back in the 60s, and women just did not appear on the scene. There were no tradeswomen. And I just thought this was crazy, and I had an opportunity to make some inquiries and try and work out why women were not getting into trades, to discover that only 2% of all tradespeople are women. And I know that there are a lot of opportunities for women out there. The problem is taking them on as apprentices that I have discovered with builders, finding positions for them. There are plenty of women out there who want to take up trades, but they're trying to find jobs. And then I made a few more inquiries about schools and careers outlined to children. And I'm fine. I think I just heard a gentleman before sent you a text message. There are stereotypes about unless you go to university, you're a failure. Well, it's quite the opposite. You can have a fantastic career as a tradesperson and be successful and still have your ute by the time you're 30. But there are so many opportunities for women. And have you ever tried to get a tradesperson when you have a problem? They're just not available. We just do not have enough tradespeople in this country.
Well, let's talk about apprenticeships for a while.
Sure. Mm.
Because I think I hear from some of my friends some pretty awful stories, actually, some great stories as well. But how can we make the apprenticeship experience just a bit more welcoming for women in particular?
On some sites, it's fantastic. Others, it's not so good. We just need to make sure they have the appropriate facilities, just like in football, like in sport. We have to break down those barriers that women don't, as I say, they don't want to be superior, they just want to be treated as equal. So we have to provide the pathways and the facilities for the women that when they do go on site, they have their own facilities. Not asking for anything special, it's just a normal thing to ask for appropriate facilities to make it and encourage them. What it happens is at school, unfortunately, this is from my own observation, my personal observation, counsellors suggested to some kids who don't want to go on and do tertiary, not everybody wants to go to university, it's not the be-all or end-all of everything, and then the parents will come along and they'll say, oh, that's not for my daughter. I don't think they really understand the opportunities there are out there for children or girls particularly to take up a trade. So we need to break down those barriers that it's not the be-all, end-all if you don't go to university. Not everybody is cut out to go to university. And quite frankly, that's probably not what they want to do anyhow.
What about those stereotypes where people say, oh, it's a physical role, women aren't strong enough to do certain jobs and that sort of thing?
Oh, well,
how do we get rid of that?
The same thing in sport. Women are not as strong enough. They're not tough enough. They'll adapt. They'll adapt to their circumstances around them. That's always been the argument. I support women in science and medical research. 60% of them are women. They manage to adapt. Oh, it's a very different thing. It's not physical, but the thing is they adapt. They have their families. And with sport, same thing. Oh, women are not strong enough to play football or whatever sport they play. Yes, they are. But they'll adapt to it. They'll be trained for it, just like the women in trades. They will learn, they will adapt. And as I said, there's some fantastic builders out there who embrace the women, encourage them, support them. That's what we need. And we need to break down the barriers that women can do the jobs just the same as the men.
Well, check this out, Susan. There's a couple of texts on the text line. Jess from sales says, when I need a tradesperson, I only engage businesses that employ a female apprentice or tradie. Good on you, Jess.
That's fantastic.
And someone else says, talking about the Yallourn facility, it's not all success at Yallourn. Lots of that talent pool that are female have been discriminated. That's a shame to hear that.
Yes.
So let's talk about, because you mentioned a couple of times footy, and we know that's a huge passion of yours.
Yes,
so you're from a proud vice president of the Western Bulldogs Football Club and a big AFLW supporter.
Yes.
So really, do you think it's a similar approach looking at footy as you can look at trades as well?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's been a lot. I mean, women in football has been over 100 years, so the first 100 years is the hardest. But I can do remember when I was in the 60s and I was a registered builder. Circumstances forced me into that position because I had the death of my husband. So I joined a male-dominated industry and I only had men to deal with over that period of time. So it does take time. It does take time to break down barriers like it did with football. The acceptance of women, they don't want to be different. They don't want to be superior. They just want to be given an opportunity to show just exactly what they can do. And I know that what that gentleman just said about employing a woman, I would prefer to employ a woman in the first instance, talk to another woman, although I don't mind having a man coming in as well, if he's available, if she's not available. But let's give them the opportunity. Let's show them that they are welcome and we want them to learn, we want them to be tradespeople. And God help us, Australia needs tradespeople. We need this the foreseeable future. With all the work that we're going to have, we need tradespeople and we just don't have enough of them.
And if you're a female tradie, would love to hear from you, 1300 295 222. Maybe you've got a great positive experience, or maybe you have something else you'd like to say, 1300 295 222. And Susan, how do you feel about the AFLW season coming to a closing shorter than it should have?
Well, first of all, I'll just mention that many of our women who play AFLW are tradespeople. I know quite a few of them are plumbers and electricians, and they love what they do, and they combine that with sport. So our women are pretty amazing, the way they work, train, play football, and have families. They're just amazing women. It was a pity that it had to come to an abrupt end, but look, it was in the interest and health and safety of our women. We'll come back stronger next year. We've got nearly 600,000 people or women playing our game now, so who would have thought that a few years ago? So it keeps continuing to grow. We need to continue to give them the resources and the appropriate facilities that they deserve and need, just like the men. I'm encouraged by the numbers. I was sad that this happened this year, but we couldn't prevent that. The pandemic happened, and they'll come back stronger. They'll be training. I think they're already sort of training in a small way right now. They'll come back training a lot more in October, ready for the next season, hopefully have some more teams. So, we've got 14 teams now playing.
Fingers crossed. And Bulldogs, I'll barrack for them second, but up the Crows for me personally. Thank you so much.
That's okay. It's a pleasure.
Susan Alberti, formerly of Bairnsdale. And how good is she? She's a vice president of the Western Bulldogs Football Club. And yeah, she's the from Tradeswomen of Australia now, the patron of Tradeswomen Australia. And on the text line, someone says, Susan Alberti, the best person to advocate for female tradies, experienced and committed. Love hearing your thoughts. Right now, it's time for the news. It is 7:45.